Radio Prague News.
The lower house of parliament has stripped MP David Rath of immunity, allowing his prosecution on corruption charges. A great majority of Czechs believe the labour market is discriminatory, according to a new poll. And in football, striker Milan Baroš withdraws from the national team's training session over problems with thigh muscle. The lower house of the Czech parliament on Tuesday voted to strip MP David Rath of his immunity, allowing his prosecution on corruption charges. Out of the 185 MPs present, 183 voted in favour of Mr. Rath's prosecution. Before the vote, Mr. Rath, who has been in police custody since his arrest on corruption charges last month, addressed the lower house of parliament. In the unprecedented presence of a police escort in the Chamber of Deputies, the former governor of Central Bohemia and a prominent opposition figure rejected the corruption charges against him and said he had not accepted any bribes, accusing the government of framing him. MP David Rath was arrested on the May 14th with an alleged bribe of 7 million crowns. The police have charged him with corruption related to a public procurement project partially financed with EU funds. The Czech Finance Ministry on Tuesday filed a criminal complaint against six former managers of the coal mining firm Mostecká uhelná, whose 1999 privatization is under investigation by Swiss authorities. The managers face accusations that they privatized the company using funds earmarked for the recultivation of former coal mines, which later appeared on foreign bank accounts. The Czech police also investigated the case but shelved it in 2008. The police in Switzerland, however, accused seven people linked to the deal. Around 85% of Czechs believe that some population groups are discriminated against on the labour market, according to a new poll by the STEM agency released on Tuesday. Nearly 90% of those who took part in the survey said age was the most frequent cause of discrimination, followed by health conditions and pregnancy. Some 64% of those polled also cited race and ethnicity. The poll suggests that religious beliefs and political convictions, along with sexual orientation, were among the less frequent causes of discrimination on the Czech labour market. Czech retail revenues contracted in April by 4.1% year-on-year, according to figures released by the Czech Statistical Office on Tuesday. Revenues fell mainly in the food and fuel segments, as well as car sales and repairs. After seasonal adjustments, the revenues contracted by 2.1%, after a 0.4% decrease registered in the previous months. Analysts say the decrease reflects the customers' efforts to save and is a sign of the economy losing dynamics. The Czech travel agency Red Green Tours declared bankruptcy on Tuesday after it was unable to pay for the transfer of around 300 of its clients abroad. The move has left some 100 clients of the agency stranded in Turkey and northern Cyprus. Red Green Tours is the second Czech travel agency to go bankrupt this year. The Union Insurance Company, which insured the agency against bankruptcy, will now pay for the return of the agency's clients to the Czech Republic. A court in Česká Lípa in northern Bohemia on Tuesday began hearing the case of a Ukrainian citizen accused of sexually abusing 118 underage girls on the internet. His youngest victim was 8 years old. According to the prosecution, the man approached the girls on the internet asking them for photos and inviting them to have sex with him. He also masturbated in front of the web camera. If convicted, the man faces up to 8 years in jail. And in football, striker Milan Baroš withdrew from Tuesday's training session of the Czech national side in Poland over problems with his thigh muscle, the news agency ČTK reported. The 30-year-old international cut the session short by some 10 minutes. The team's physical therapist said should the pain persist, the footballer will have to be examined in hospital. However, the national team manager said they believed Baroš will be fit for the team's first Euro 2012 game against Russia on Friday. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The coming days will be rather bleak, with overcast skies, occasional rain showers and daytime highs ranging between 17 and 21 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.